Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're talking with State of the Heart Hospice, a hospice care organization based out of Portland that serves East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
I am Brenda Sunderland, and I am the team manager here in the J office.
I am Deb Tipton. I am an LPN with State of the Heart Hospice, and I am the admissions liaison.
At State of the Heart Hospice, we provide individualized comfort care to terminally ill patients. We have a team of people, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, social workers, chaplains, music therapists, because our main goal is to provide comfort care for that patient and pain and symptom management. We serve people of all ages. They have to have a terminal diagnosis, a diagnosis where the physician has said that they're terminally ill and they have 6 months or less to live.
We also furnish all the equipment. We make sure that you have anything you need for comfort care, such as a hospital bed, oxygen, bathroom supplies, toilet risers, shower chairs, anything like that, that is going to make your journey of end of life easier.
Sometimes people have a misconception that when they come onto hospice, their family member, their loved one's going to automatically just pass away, or they're afraid that we're going to use morphine and this morphine's going to kill them. The goal of hospice care is to provide comfort.
We'll use cancer as a diagnosis, go through years of chemotherapy and radiation and tests and surgeries. At some point, when they say there's nothing else we can do, there actually is more that we can do. We can't do the curative treatment. We can't add days to your life, but we can add life to your days. We can make the best of your days through comfort care. We just try to give you the best that you can have.
With hospice, you have a lot of moments where you say, this is why I do what I do, and this is why I love it. The nurse and the patient and the family, you kind of create a bond.
My mom was cared for by State of the Heart Hospice in 1999. She had services from hospice for 9 months. My feeling was, I got to become her daughter again, and I didn't have to be her nurse. So many patients' families tell me that they've been the one that has had to do all the nursing care, had to do all of the daily care, the bathing and everything for their parent or their spouse, and they want to take on their old role and let us do the nursing care.
I believe in this organization. I've always believed in this organization. I've been with them for almost 5 years now. Most satisfying job I've ever had. And I believe that's because of the people that you have here and seeing their passion for taking care of people. I absolutely love taking care of people. I love taking care of their family. I just feel it's an important piece. It's as important as when you're giving birth to a baby. You know, you're taking care of them as they're taking their last breath.
You'll hear more about State of the Heart Hospice all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.